This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lionel, the talk show host and broadcaster. And we're going to look at some of the lighter, strange news that's been coming out the last few days. Of course, most of it still has a pretty heavy underlier there, but there was an interesting article that came out. I think it was on the Drudge Report. Yes, it was on the Drudge Report. Why globalizers still retain the upper hand. We need to understand where the real lines are drawn here. They want to get us fighting with each other, having the blacks versus the whites, having the city dwellers versus the urban dwellers. You know, we can see that in the media reactions where liberals are tweeting and calling for the National Guard to get violent with these people who haven't been violent at this facility that they've taken over at the wildlife refuge. They're saying, you know, end white terror. Well, what they're really calling for is for white lives to be ended. How about that White Lives Matter thing, right? They don't really care about anything other than dividing people by race, dividing people, as I said, in the city versus people in the rural areas. It's all about division. But we need to understand where the true division is. And that's why I think this article that was put up, it was Financial Times and Drudge linked to it. It was on December 30th. Said, why the globalizers still retain the upper hand? Now, I don't think that they do. But, of course, this article makes a good point that the real division is between the globalists and the people who are, they call, nationalists. But I would include everyone who wants self-governance in that. They say all over the world, globalization is under challenge from resurgent nationalist forces. One of the great political challenges of the coming year will be to defend the benefits of globalization while fending off the arguments of nationalists like Ms. Le Pen, Donald Trump, and in the U.S. and his new admirer, Vladimir Putin of Russia. So they see it as the fact that they've already won, that they're flooding our countries with immigrants, whether we like it or not. And, of course, Obama is not just going to have executive orders about gun control. He's going to have executive orders printing out 34 million blank green cards. See, this is about shipping our jobs overseas with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and then importing the workers for an economic collapse, to remake the country into what they want it to be. And that is something that is easily controlled, a third world economy. That's what they're trying to create here in America. They're trying to destroy our wealth, and they're trying to stop our income capabilities. And that's the basis of this article. I thought it was very interesting. They say, of course, we're going to have enhanced global trade and international investment. That's what the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships are about. It's about globalism. It's about concentration of power to the international level. And if you think that the abuse of the federal government is bad, and it is, it comes about because we don't have a say in this. This is an out-of-control, unelected, unrepresentative bureaucracy that is far from the people that they are governing. And if you think that that is arrogant and out of control, wait until that is replaced with a global version of the federal government. It is going to be far worse once we see that. And they're going to push this, and of course, that is the essence of the battle that we're in, and we need to remember that. So the best response to the nationalists in the West and elsewhere is often not to dismiss their concerns, but to demonstrate that their proposed solutions are impractical or dangerous. That is why it is so dangerous to do the types of things that are being done now by the protesters. Taking over that wildlife refuge makes citizen ownership of guns look dangerous to the public. That is how they're going to spin it. And it is absolutely the wrong way to proceed. It is absolutely the wrong time. We heard from Stuart Rhodes saying, look, you don't need to go in there and force yourself on these people. They got ahead of the community. The community is afraid of the government. They're afraid of the militia members that were there. We even had Clive and Bundy said, hey, look, if the sheriff and the community won't stand up for the rights, if they won't stand up for the rights, what are we doing there? We're not even from that area. I think it's the wrong time, the wrong place to make that stand. Now stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Lionel, and we're going to look at some of the lighter things in the news. Yeah, we've got a gorilla lecturing us on how to save the planet. And you know, when the gorilla in the room talks, people listen. Or do they? We'll be right back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Thorne. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front line of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us now is Lionel, and I'm going to go to Lionel in just a moment. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have a store-wide special at InfoWars, 15% off across the board at all the products that you find at InfoWars.com. Just use the promo code GIFT15. You can start your 2016 off right with a discounted resolution pack at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get Survival Shield X2 Nason Iodine. You can get the all-in-one cleansing formula, Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement. Also, make sure you grab your limited edition Hillary for Prison t-shirt before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. All of our health products as well as other merchandise are available at a 15% across-the-board discount with promo code 2016 or GIFT15. And you can also get Prison Planet TV at 50% off. That's just 10 cents a day. It's the biggest special we've ever had on Prison Planet TV. We always run a special at the turn of the year. Typically in the past, it's been something like 5 months. We're now going 6 months for free when you sign up for 1 year. That's how you can share information. That's how you can wake people up by giving them access to all of the online documentaries that Alex Jones has produced. They're all available to Prison Planet TV members, and it's a way that you can support our operation. Again, that's Prison Planet TV, 6 months for free right now for a limited time if you sign up for a one-year subscription. Now, our guest right now, Lionel, is an Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst. I've got some legal questions I want to ask him here about what's going on in Oregon. He's a licensed trial lawyer and a former prosecutor. You can find him at LionelMedia.com or on Twitter at LionelMedia. That's his Twitter handle. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. What do you think about this situation in Oregon? What's your take on this?
Not good. Not good at all. This is going to harm the cause more than anything else.
I agree.
Because this plays into, David, the meme that these are a bunch of lunatics. And yeah, whenever you see somebody do this, the Constitution, whatever somebody holds.
Oh, it is frozen. We've got a frozen feed there. Let's. There we go. We're back. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I did like that effect, by the way, where I'm just frozen like that.
That's right. Holding up the Constitution.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. But, you know, David, I have spent my adult life studying it. I've had to study for bar exams and regular exams. And it's a fabulous, wonderful document, which I like to keep with me. But it doesn't cover everything. There's nothing in the Constitution about the Air Force, about the number of Supreme Court justices, congressional districts, marriage, separation of powers, the exclusionary rule. Nothing about congressional, nothing. There's a supremacy clause of Article 6. You just don't pick this thing up and say, well, there's nothing about Bureau of Land Management, so I can take it by force. Look, my entire life, I have been an advocate of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. I was in the state of Florida, as you know, where we had carry permits pert near before anybody did. I'm not a hunter, not that there's anything wrong with hunting. I've never shot at a living human being, but I believed in this thing. And all of my friends, David, were just rational. We were very, very, and are very, very careful of guns. Don't think kids should have them. They should be made secure. If you have the slightest doubt whether you could fire one, either in protection of your family, whatever, don't have them. We were rational. And then all of a sudden, folks are walking around with AR-15s and making my cause look ludicrous. And I'm trying to defend this constantly. And I'm not suggesting that the Bundys, that this is an inside job, but at the White House, Obama about to basically take another step towards disarmament, which is what every government wants. I'm sorry, I don't care what country you're in, whether you're a president, prime minister, you don't want your people armed. The White House is thinking, can you believe this? This is perfect. And then don't call this a militia. Don't conflate militias and Second Amendment. And when the Hammonds themselves are saying, get out of here, go away. Even Cliven is saying, I don't even know what we're doing here.
Right.
You know, I just, look, if you want to talk about the unconstitutional appropriation of territory and property, look at the civil forfeiture laws.
Yes.
Look at what's going on every single day. David, you would not believe at major airports, the police details that do nothing but seize money in cash.
Yes.
With no evidence of any. So I'm all for the Constitution, but I'm not this. Not now.
I think it's very important. You know, I'm looking at these articles about Obama using executive orders to enact gun control. And there was a quote from Bloomberg's gun control group, Everytown. Wow. And they said only half the people who are tried for selling guns without a license are convicted by juries. You know, that's jury nullification. That's something that is in our power. We're leaving one of our most powerful tools on the ground because we don't know about it. And that's something we could use to shut down an out-of-control government at every level.
Or, even easier, how about just not guilty?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I don't want to be found be acquitted via jury nullification. I want to be found not guilty because they didn't prove their case. Look, let me just start. And this has nothing to do, David, I want to think of a new concept. I want to teach everybody to, it's called instrument-rated politics. I want you to imagine you're a pilot, and you're looking down at the instrument panel. And you don't know what weather it is, what time it is. You're not. You're just looking and you're saying, we are in trouble here. I don't have to look out and see this. We're upside down. Yep, we're upside down. Now, I base my political observations not on who's the president, not on whether it's a Democrat or Republican. I look at this right now and I'm saying, this is not good. And it has not been good for years. So it's not that Obama wants to seize it. I don't care if it's Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Presidents of the United States are handed a script. And the first thing they want to do is to disarm the population.
Yes.
You don't want people, your citizens, to be able to fight back. It's axiomatic. That being said, our cause is being made to look like a bunch of redneck hayseed Jethros out there. And the sad part is that there are a lot of us, this is with all due respect to hayseed Jethros, but there are a lot of us who say, wait a minute, let us do this the proper way. Let us look at this thing rationally. Our cause has been completely just stripped bare of any rational thought in the media. And by the way, those people who believe in the right to possess a firearm for whatever reason, it's not about plinking cans and hunting deer. It has nothing to do with sexuality and extensions of manhood and all of those usual things. But when you have cases like this, it does more to harm the cause. Because right now at the White House, Obama and his folks are saying, I can't believe this. I could not have written. Can you believe
these people? And you know, when you're talking about this being something that transcends Obama, you're exactly right. The mandatory minimum, if you want to put it that way, goes back to the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. And so you had a situation. Let me read you a quote, Lionel, from what the judge said in this particular case. It struck when he looked at this in the sentencing, I don't know if it was a guideline or a mandatory minimum, but it said it struck the judge presiding over the sentencing as too harsh and off base in this instance. And I'm quoting NPR here. This is not a conservative right-wing publication saying this. And here's a quote from him. He said, it just would not meet any idea I have of justice proportionally. He says, I'm not supposed to use the word fairness in criminal law. I know that I had a criminal law professor a long time ago yell at me for doing that, and I don't do it. But this, it would be a sentence that would shock the conscience to me. This was such a minor offense, and we can talk about what the BLM was up against. But here's a situation where the judge is told that he doesn't have any discretion. Okay, and the judges are telling the jurors that they don't have any discretion. And what I'm saying is, you're saying, how about being found innocent? All it takes is one person to say, I'm not going to send this person to jail because the penalty is too harsh. Yeah, he may have had a fire that got out of hand. In one case, it burned 139 acres of land. Another case, it burned 1 acre of land. This is something the BLM does all the time. The BLM has had these same type of fires that have gotten out of control, have destroyed homes, and they haven't compensated people for it. So this judge looks at it and goes, I don't really know why we're doing that. Yeah, factually, the jury says, well, you know, if we got to just judge the facts of the case, yeah, they did have a fire, so I guess they're guilty. The judge tries to put some common sense into this, and then we got the federal government coming back with a vendetta trying to continually push this into lunatic land.
Well, hats off to Judge Michael Hogan. And this goes to show you a couple of points here. Number one, the benefit of having lifetime tenure. See, this is a great part about being a federal judge. When you've got a brave, intrepid soul like this judge, he says, I don't need no, I can do whatever I want. I'm not elected. The only way you can get rid of me is to impeach me, and I'm here for life, and I can do whatever I want. That's number one. Number two, this goes to show you the problems with minimum mandatory sentences.
Yes.
You've got a judge who is, we elect and appoint to use discretion to sit back and say, I've heard the facts of this case. This is different. Not all cases are the same. You see this all the time with minimum mandatories, with enhanced penalties. You see three strikes, you're out. those attempts by the legislature to wrest control from those individuals. But David, I want to go back to something. I don't care whether you, not you, but you rhetorically like guns. Look, gay marriage, I happen to be in favor of the constitutional right for gay marriage. I'm not gay. It doesn't matter to me. But it doesn't have to matter to me for me to care.
Exactly. Hold that thought, Lionel. We got to go to a break. We're going to be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Highwayman. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me now is Lionel, Emmy award-winning TV news decoder and legal analyst. And Lionel was just in the middle of analyzing where he thinks the Supreme Court, and I agree with him, where the Supreme Court went off the rails this last year on their gay marriage ruling. I'll let you continue with that, Lionel. I know you were right in the middle of that as we had to go to a break. Go ahead.
Well, a couple of things here. You know, we talk about the Constitution, and I know a lot of people are Tenth Amendment fans, but I want to bring up to your attention and your edification, perusal, and review Amendment 9, the Ninth Amendment. Very, very simple. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. This is the only document that says, just because it ain't in here doesn't mean you don't have the right to do it.
I have
the right to a color TV, but the reason for that is because I just do, not because the Constitution. Now, look, whether you like gay rights, guns, drugs, it's immaterial to me. Doesn't matter to me whether I am absolutely against the death penalty for a host of reasons. I'm for a lot of things that you and I may not agree with. There are things that I don't like. I don't like abortion. I don't like it. But I don't want to see a woman being told by the government, sorry, we're not interested in what you think. You have no say. Nothing. Even though I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's good in a way. But the encroachment of the government means more to me than the dislike of the thing which I'm theoretically in favor of. So whether you like Obama or not, it doesn't matter. And David, there are people I know, two sides. One, I know people who are adamantly against guns. They say things like, we ought to take every gun there is and take it off the street. How do you expect to do that? I don't know, but we just do it because I hate guns and I hate gun people. And then I see this other group. This is the faux conservative. This is the person who claims who doesn't know, you know, a breech loader from a hole in the ground, who doesn't really care about guns, but takes the position of being pro-gun because he or she wants to be the prototypical, quintessential, archetypal conservative. They're just as phony as the others. This has nothing to do with it. The Constitution has nothing to do with your likes or dislikes. And by the way, you may not like gay people, black people, white people. It doesn't matter. Your freedom remains for you to like or dislike. But the certainty of our rights transcend our individual likes and dislikes. So when you try to tell somebody, why should you care about guns? Because it's in the Constitution, the Second Amendment. And people can parse all they want. Did they mean the militia? Did the Heller case speak to this? Look, all I know is that it was important, as was the Third Amendment, for our drafters, our constitutional forebears. There was a reason for this.
Yes, exactly. And it kind of comes down to the issue of whether or not it's a privilege that is granted by the Constitution or whether or not the Constitution is recognizing fundamental rights that we have as human beings. And that's clearly the case.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about when you're talking about the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. That's clearly the case. It's what many people have called negative rights, saying the government cannot encroach on you in these certain areas. And we're going to make sure that, we're not saying, as you pointed out, that if we don't mention it, you can take it. But we're saying that these particular things, like our freedom of speech, like our ability to keep and bear arms, those are so important that we're going to specifically say, hands off, leave that alone. And of course, the difference that we have with abortion is that we look at that as a taking of life. And so that's where the discrepancy comes in with
but
that.
It is.
But that is, yeah.
But
yeah.
It is. And this may be absolutely positively incongruous, but I don't know about you, but a fetus, an embryo, it's not a duck. It's a human being. And it may not be completely formed, but an infant isn't a fully formed adult either. That's not even the basis for this. Sometimes there are some very, very hard issues. Look, I don't know how to make this any clearer. You know, we have become, David, so personal. I've got friends of mine who talk about global warming. I declare global warming. Aren't you worried about that little polar bear hanging on to the little ice cube that was an iceberg? What about the polar bear? And I'm thinking to myself, boy, you just fell hook, line, and sinker for this stuff. What about the Malthusian aspects of it, the anti-industrial? What about the carbon tax? It's a ruse. Wake up.
Yes, it's all about global governance, isn't it, Lionel? And of course, we're out of time, but that's where we're headed. That's where what they're using this for is a beard to consolidate power, even from the Washington level to the international level. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Lionel. You can find him at LionelMedia.com. His Twitter handle is Lionel Media. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We'll be joining our reporters in Oregon, hopefully, in the next hour. They're on their way to the site to give us some eyes on the ground. Now, what do we have to look forward to in the new year? There's a lot of new and crazy regulations that are already taking effect this year. And a study says that 2015 was a record year for federal regulations. Now, they're talking about how there were 81,611 pages. That's huge, as Donald Trump would say. It's something that we cannot do on a year-to-year basis, and that's what they are doing on a yearly basis. They're doing 70 to 80,000 pages of new regulations each year. I remember about 10 years ago, there was a congressional candidate in North Carolina who said, we're going to feed the IRS code into a paper shredder to tell people we want to get rid of the income tax. And he couldn't even get an exact figure from anybody at the IRS in terms of how many pages it was. They really didn't know. Finally, he got an estimate of around 60,000. So he got this stack of phone books and fed them into a wood chipper. And, I mean, it was a huge stack of phone books. But they're adding 81,000 pages into the register just this year. Now, that's just rules without representation, rules by the federal bureaucracies. Now, the big hitters in this, are, of course, are the EPA, the FCC, others like that. But it's a lot of little regulations at the local level, too. Look at what's happening in New York. You can be fined $250,000, $250,000 if you offend a transgender woman in New York City. This was an article we had on Infowars.com December 29th from Michael Schneider. They say brand new rules just issued by the New York City Commissioner on Human Rights. You could potentially be fined $250,000 if you purposely offend someone like Bruce Jenner. Okay. You do that, then they basically will hit you with a $250,000 fine. In Massachusetts, a judge, because that's where a lot of our rules and regulations are coming from, not from our elected representatives, a judge says a Roman Catholic school in Massachusetts has been ordered by a Superior Court judge to hire homosexuals for non-teaching positions. Again, you know, this is a private religious school. When Jefferson wrote about a wall of separation, he was talking about a wall that separated and protected religious beliefs from government intrusion. It was some people who were Baptists in Connecticut, and they were concerned because as part of the election campaign, John Adams had been telling everybody that Thomas Jefferson was this atheist who was going to destroy their Bibles and throw them into jail. And so they wrote him a letter. He goes, no, there is a wall of separation with the First Amendment that protects you from the federal government. Now that wall has turned around the other way. That's why we need to be careful about saying that walls are solution, walls on the border are the solution. Walls that tend to be built to keep other people out by the government usually wind up being your prison. As George Washington said, when people said, well, you talk about freedom in the United States, aren't the British people free? And he says, yeah, they walk about freely, but between high walls. And those walls get closer and narrower all the time. Look at this regulation that was just pronounced by the FAA. We've talked about this many times in InfoWars. Became effective on the 21st that if you get a drone, you have to register it with the federal government if it's a half pound or more. And so they've been inundated with so many applications from people who don't want to challenge the government. They're concerned because the government comes in, again, it's civil action. Just like civil asset forfeiture where they don't charge you with a crime. They don't wait until they find you guilty. They just take your property. The FAA says, we've got a new rule we're going to put out here, and we're going to say that if you don't do this and that to register your little toy plane, then we're going to come after you with a $27,500 fine. Just like that. Just like that. And so people who don't want to contest that say, well, you know, we're going to comply with it. They crashed the system. There was so much stuff there. And then, of course, we've got Real ID, which is on its way. And Real ID is going to be used by the TSA to keep people from flying, perhaps. They say, this is an article from the 10th Amendment Center. They say the TSA has threatened to stop accepting driver's licenses from five states, Illinois, Missouri, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Washington State this year. These five states remain non-compliant with the requirements of the Real ID Act, and they don't have pending waiver extensions. Now, there's about half of the states, he goes through the article, I think it's like 28 states that have not complied with Real ID, and there's some real concerns about privacy, about control by the government of our movements, of our not having to have a national ID in order to buy and sell and move around. But here we've got the TSA moving from their so-called protective mode. Okay, they're supposed to be protecting us at the airports. Now they're moving into being a strong-arming bully. That's the way these things always go. He points out, and the 10th Amendment Center says, constitutionally, the federal government lacks any authority to create a national ID, but the feds won't let something like constitutional limitations stop them from doing what they want. They say 10 years after passage of this Real ID law, half of the states, more than half the states, have not complied with Real ID. So far, the DHS, Homeland Security, has not announced a schedule for enforcement at the airport. But once it does, it will give 120-day notice before they actually stop accepting IDs at checkpoints. And DHS said, as we continue the phased-in enforcement of Real ID Act, the consequences of continued noncompliance will grow with each milestone. That's the way tyranny grows. That's why it says infringement in the Second Amendment. They do it by a process of gradual infringement. And that's what the TSA is doing right now. They're not just a bunch of bumbling idiots. No, they're going to be used by Homeland Security as well. The federal strategy, he says here, is pretty clear. Crack down on five states, then intimidate the others into falling in line. By limiting its initial action to just a few states, the feds can keep the public outcry down to a dull roar, shift the blame onto those five state governments. It is a classic bullying tactic. Exactly right. Rough up a few kids, all the rest of them into falling into line. Now, that's on the 10th Amendment Center. And the Missouri lawmakers have spoke up about this. Of course, this is one of the states where they did not comply with it. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder released an online statement saying the real-world implication of nationalized ID system with a biometric photo data that allows for long-distance ID and tracking of residents is disturbing. Yeah, to say the least. But that's our TSA. And we got a special report from Alex Jones. The TSA is a joke. You know what? The joke is on you. The joke is on you. The joke has been in your pants. And now they're going farther. They're going to use this to control your movement. Here's Alex Jones's report.
Alex Jones here on this Sunday. What is the third day of January 2016? I'm getting on an airplane to fly out to Phoenix, Arizona to interview one of the most influential leaders in America today. I will announce who that leader is tomorrow. And I'm going to interview that leader, first and foremost, to have dialogue so that we don't have civil war in this country. Now, that said, there are groups and organizations that have had an armed takeover of a federal building in Oregon right now. We're also dispatching reporters to cover that, to try to stop a civil war as well, from the other side of the spectrum. Because the globalists want chaos. Now, meanwhile, CBS News reported 2 weeks ago that 150 people from Mexico flew in to JFK in New York and were allowed to just come in without even showing their passports at customs. But then today, I watched people pulled out of line to be searched and their bags torn apart. We opted out. The TSA is claiming they're getting rid of the opting out or have the right to. And myself, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens, everybody traveling with us, all got searched. They took their time. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment, totally training us to be slaves. I'm not against the TSA themselves. Except what they're doing is a joke because the border is wide open. The government ships the people in. The Border Patrol admits they complete the smuggling process. And then here we are with ISIS being brought into the country. Here we are with all these Syrian refugees from a war-torn area, a bunch of them fighters being brought in. All these attacks happening in Europe, and San Bernardino. And they sit there so seriously, caring for everyone's luggage. Oh, my God, this is a 5-ounce bottle of cream, not a 4-ouncer, you know. It's ridiculous. But the system wants to break the American people. They want to dog train us and train us we have no rights. Let's blow up their face. Now, to show you the media control, let me show you this. I covered this on the radio last week. This is the weekend issue of USA Today. The December 31st issue, the last big one. I covered this before the year ended, in fact, on the 31st when I was doing the radio. Here it is this week in Still Being Sold. The headline of the same article written by Rick Hampson was TV faces its mortality in politics. It means it's death. But here it's TV faces threat to its throne in politics. You see, because they know this is a non-digital audience that reads this, they act like TV's in a little bit of trouble to their Dumbo audience. But to the cyber audience, they admit it's basically dead. So that shows you the level of manipulation and the level of control that we're dealing with here. Our average Facebook mention is just like 500,000 viewers. How are they going to compete with that when the top CNN show doesn't even get that? But CNN doesn't get it. It's not just that we're alternative. It's that we're just real. We cover real info. We don't play games. We're just showing people the...
Oh, may I have your attention, please? For your safety, is there anybody, any bags or anything? No, there's an open border, bitch.
There's goddamn Al-Qaeda people being shipped in, you whore. You fucking want me to tell you if I saw something? Yeah, I saw something. I saw total tyranny being brought in. I saw foreign threats being used to take my freedom. So let's listen to her. Now it's in Spanish. Do you see anything suspicious? Yeah. I got a hijacked government out of control working with terrorists. And then using them to take my freedoms. I'm tired of it.
And then I'm not blaming these poor TSA people. Half of them were listeners. Dude, you opted out.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dude real quick.
All right.
Yeah, the guy was, he was like, sorry, I got to do this. Going through everything. Seemed like a real nice guy.
You do it because they saved the images.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those making body standards violate child porn laws.
Exactly. And, of course, in response to doing that, they put all the kids through the metal detector. I tried to walk through the metal detector after somebody said, oh, no, you got to go through the scanner. I said, nope, opt out. And I was waiting for her to say, you can opt out. And I'm going to say, yes, I can. I can opt out.
People that sign up beforehand go through, even though they know full well that you are.
Exactly.
But down the road, they'll, even though you've signed up to be a slave, they'll still opt you in. He's training you to get into it.
So I got the full core press, and then, of course, he goes up into your thigh. He said, I'm going to go all the way up to where your legs meet your torso. Hit that a couple times, of course, to make sure he's does a thorough body cavity search. Of course, they didn't do that, but you know, it's just the security theater. It's all part of security theater.
The borders wide open,
exactly.
And while they ship illegals in, Josh Jones, you opted out.
Oh yeah, I think the guy enjoyed it a little bit more than he should have. This is actually the first time I've opted out where he got everything. I mean, he went front, back, everywhere. So I mean, I think it's getting a little bit more ridiculous than it should be.
But the border's open.
Exactly. We've flown over the Arizona border. We've flown over the entire Mexico border, U.S.-Mexico border. It's open everywhere.
And then they ship the illegals in and don't even search them.
Absolutely. Security theater.
Are you excited about the big interview we got coming up?
I am. It's going to be very interesting. People need to stay tuned. It's going to be a big deal.
Listen to this. It's announcing. It's announcing. Be paranoid. Watch out. Terrorists everywhere right now on the loudspeaker. But the border's open. They ship people in from Mexico and don't even check their passports. That's mainstream news. It's all a fraud. They ship in refugees, aren't even vetted. All of it's a fraud. All of it's to terrorize you into submission and just groveling to tyranny while everything's wide open. This is how America and its soul is broken. This is how people are made to lose their will and absolutely turn into slaves. I mean, just look at it. There you've got the sheep over here. This guy believes he's fighting for America right here. And the whole time, the globalists have already captured America and run the terrorists. All right. We're going to be covering. Oh, look at this TSA guy. I think it's I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, we're here to expose the hypocrisy, the joke that it is. Infowars.com/show, the free feed. Send it out to everybody. David Knight's live right now on the radio. Infowars.com/show. Covering serious events in Oregon, armed takeover of a federal facility, and more. Infowars.com/show.
Okay, that's Alex Jones. And, of course, the TSA is going to be part of the strategy to roll out a national ID card. That's how they're going to bully you into doing that. And, of course, we've got our government on many different levels working to shut down our transportation. I'm going to talk about what they're doing with no refusal blood draws. They want to move this to a year-round position here in Austin. And we've got a massive new partnership announced today between General Motors and Lyft in terms of taking over control of your private movement. You know, I've got a self-driving car right now. I hate to see these things called a self-driving car. I drive myself right now. That's what automobile means. It means I drive myself when and where I want, without being tracked, without being controlled, without being stopped, without being taxed by the government. But they're going to stop all that. They're going to tax you by mile. They're going to do everything else they can to force you away from private ownership of vehicles. Before we get to those stories, I want to let you know about the specials that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 15% off across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. This week only with promo code GIFT15. This is an end-of-the-year special. They've extended it one more week. Right now, one of the specials we have is a resolution pack. You get a discount off of Survival Shield X2, our Deep Cleanse formula, and our Secret 12 Vitamin B12 liquid supplement. Also, you can get things like the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, 15% off before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, just use the promo code GIFT15 or 2016. Both of those will work. And, you know, I just talked to them, and amazingly enough, the InfoWars solar power base station supply is available at 15% off on the website as well. This is our new affordable, high-powered solar generator. It's one of the best on the market. And the thing that separates these different generators is the battery technology. And this has a lithium iron phosphate battery. It'll last up to 8 times longer than your typical unit. So this has a solar collector. It has a battery for storage. It has an inverter that's going to give you your AC power out. It has 1,500 watts of continuous power, 3,000 watts of peak power for any emergency. And the amazing thing is you can get it, like everything else at our store right now, 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to what we're looking at, we just had an article, and I talked about it yesterday. It ended yesterday in Austin, the no-refusal blood draw. If they accuse you of being a drunk driver, they can draw your blood, just like vampires. But, of course, Don Salazar came to me and said, you know, I reported back in October that Austin is pushing to get this done year-round. They just need to have more funding so they can hire more police, more technicians, you know, because that's the way you grow your little empire. And truly, it is one of the most galling things I have ever seen. People who have their blood drawn and they don't have any alcohol level. I mean, the fact that you would have a no-refusal blood draw, it kind of sounds like they would inject you with things against your will, too, doesn't it? See, when you are a slave, they don't care about your informed consent. They don't care about your due process. They don't care about your legal rights or you as an individual. They will inject into your arm whatever they wish, whenever they wish, without your informed consent, and they will pull blood or anything else that they want out of your body without your informed consent. Absolutely amazing. Of course, we've had these things happen typically on a 4th of July, Halloween, New Year's Eve, Labor Day, which they recently extended to the end of the summer. But, of course, now they need to have it year-round, and they're going to have to staff up. So dig down deep into your wallets, folks, and pay for your own oppression by these vampire cops. And it's not just here in Austin. The State Patrol is doing it in Tennessee. And they say, oh, it's just going to be for a short period of time. That's the way they take your freedom. Gradual infringement. That's the way they're coming after the guns as well. They do it on every front. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to green75.com. That's green75.com. Greens75.com.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be going to our reporters in the next hour who are on the ground in Oregon at the site of this takeover of the wildlife refuge there. It's amazing to see these headlines, and of course it plays right into Obama's agenda. That's what we're very concerned about. We see things like armed protesters, armed group. We see that they're highlighting what the sheriff said there. These people aim to overthrow the government, and on and on and on. I think they are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. This case here, and we've had several really good articles by Kurt Nemo, first of all, laying out what is constitutionally wrong with the government owning so much land out west. And we've also got an article today, and I'll go over some of that later on in the next hour, going over the specifics of this case and showing how the government is trying to run ranchers off deliberately, trying to run them off the land so that they can make money off of this. There's a lot of money, a lot of mineral resources there that can be handed out to their crony friends. We've seen this happen in Arizona, for example, where Senator McCain took over an area that was set aside for a park, set aside for a memorial to the Apache Nation there, taking over the Tonto National Forest, and then turning it over to a multinational corporation so they can do a destructive, incredibly destructive mining process and get the copper out of there. We see this over and over again. I mean, this is a shell game. It's crony capitalism writ large, but it is also Agenda 21, trying to get us off the land. Total control. And, of course, part of that is we were just talking about the TSA forcing, being used as a wedge to bully us into taking a national ID card. We also have all of the different automobile manufacturers, as well as many in Silicon Valley, working with the government to control transportation. This has always been the dream of the government, to control our transportation. So now today we see that General Motors and Lyft have announced an agreement that GM is going to invest $500 million in Lyft. They're going to create a national network of self-driving cars. And they point out that, like other car manufacturers, they're going to move past the old ways. As the new age of mobility dawns, this is Wired Magazine writing, selling one car to every person with the money to buy one is no longer viable. You know, well, they just want to lower their marketing costs, okay? You can get thousands of percent return if you just buy a few politicians. Instead of expending all this money on focus groups and television ads and all this kind of stuff to build something that people want. Because, you know, you're not going to have a stake in the future. The future, as they see it, is where a few multinational billionaires working with the government control and own everything. And that's where we're headed. So right now what you're seeing is these alliances that are building up. You've got GM aligning itself with Lyft. You've got Uber out there floating massive stock offerings, getting not a half a billion dollars, but getting, I think, they're over $20 billion that they've gotten off of Wall Street. And, of course, it's, you know, we'll give you the control of the transportation grid, and you can make all the profits, and then you feed us all the information. Where's everybody going? If we don't like this person, we will shut them down just like we do right now with a no-fly list. And the automobile manufacturers are a little bit smarter about the way they're doing this than Google is. Google wants to go, as they put it, with a moonshot. They want to make the leap all the way from people driving in the cars to people getting into a car that has no steering wheel, no brakes, and say, trust me, okay? And they've already got, I think it is four times the accident rate that human drivers have with their Google self-driving cars, and they're getting some restrictions put on them in the state of California. Now they're moving to Austin to try to put this through. But you have other traditional automobile manufacturers are doing this more gradually because that's the way you roll stuff out. That's been the theme of the day, I think, the incrementalism of gradual infringement. They say gradually we're going to get people to turn over control of their lives, control of their movements to the car. But you're really turning it over to the people who own and run those robots, the government and a few corporations. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.